From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. This Sunday marks the Easter holiday, and here in Southwest Florida, residents are gearing up for a long-held tradition in Fort Myers that today attracts tens of thousands of people, the Dunbar Easter Parade. This week's encore essay from News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams pays homage to the legendary local who founded the parade 72 years ago. Evelyn Sams Kennedy was an educator as well as an important civic and religious leader in the region. She also helped found Dunbar High School and the Dr. Ella Piper Center. Her bio paints a picture of a passionate educator whose lessons extended well beyond the classroom.
I'd always wondered about Evelyn Sams Kennedy, the woman who founded the Dunbar Easter Parade back in the 1940s. In those days of strict segregation, white people had their parade and their pageant, honoring Thomas Edison, and while black people weren't barred per se, they had to march at the very back of the parade, behind the horses even, Nina Denson Rogers told me, and you can imagine what that was like. Denson Rogers, a historian with the Lee County Black History Society, agreed to meet with me to talk about the parade's past. She hauled out several bulging scrapbooks and photo albums, and as we flipped through them, she told me how it all came to pass. Kennedy was a well-loved third-grade teacher, I learned, a dedicated churchwoman who was married to Walter Kennedy, a Negro League baseball player. Though she never had children of her own, she regularly took in kids who needed a home. And it was that love of kids that led her to found the Dunbar Easter Parade in 1945. She wanted something for those children, Denson Rogers told me. This strikes me as a pretty gutsy thing to do, but as I paged through the photos of Kennedy's life, it started to seem perfectly in character. In one black and white photo, Kennedy's about to board a bus. One long espadrille leg is hiked up onto the step, the others planted firmly on the pavement as she gazes squarely into the camera. There's something about the angle of her head, the set of her jaw, that bespeaks unshakable determination. Yet, revealing as that shot was, there's another that told me even more. In it, Kennedy stands in her third-grade classroom at Franklin Park Elementary, pointing with a sawfish rostrum, probably somebody's show-and-tell treasure, at a huge swarm of bees emerging from a hole behind her blackboard. The handwritten inscription on the back says, "Conquered a hive of bees at Franklin Park, took them to my house at 2755 Orange Street, and collected gallons and gallons of honey." Here was a woman who could face a cloud of stinging insects, step calmly into the swarm, and come away with sweetness. It now made perfect sense to me that such a woman also would be able to rally a community to create its own enduring tradition. There's a lesson there, for sure.
Amy Bennett Williams is a News Press storyteller. Her columns appear every Thursday and Sunday. You can listen here most Friday mornings and online at WGCUnews.org. This year's Dunbar Easter Parade kicks off at 3 o'clock at the corner of Ford Avenue and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in downtown Fort Myers, with a celebration immediately following near the Harborside Event Center.